This reading is taken from Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Would you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and attitudes of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. So, Colossians, that's where our reading's from today. It's a letter written to the church in Colossae by the Apostle Paul while he was imprisoned. I don't think this is working. Can I have the next slide? That'd be great. Nope, it's definitely not working. Oh, there we go. Now, the church in Colossae had been founded by Epaphras, one of the men Paul had introduced to Christ. He's mentioned in our reading today. We don't know how long the church had been founded. It may be the same length as the church of CSK here. It may have been older or younger. Now, the heart of the part of the letter we're looking at today is Paul explaining how he prays for the Colossians, the holy and faithful. It's clear that Paul had heard all about their faith. And we can learn so much from Paul about how we should pray. Verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Paul gave continual thanks to God in his prayers. We always thank God. I wonder how often do we thank God when we pray? We have so much to be grateful for. I visited Uganda in the late 1990s, and I was humbled when we visited a lady, and all that we did was we had a drink together. And the lady prayed and thanked God for the drink. Now, we always give thanks to God in our home before we eat a main meal. But I don't thank God every time I have a drink or a snack. God gives us our every breath. We should be thankful for our every breath. Now, I'm not suggesting we thank him every time we breathe, or our life would simply be a constant of, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But we do have things we can thank him for every single second of the day. Now, tomorrow evening, as already has been mentioned, it's our annual parochial church council meeting. Still not working. Can we go to the next slide? Thanks. The meeting has some official business we need to attend to, electing church wardens, PCC members, and deanery synod representatives. But it's also a great opportunity to look back at the last year and to thank God for his faithfulness and to reflect on all that has been happening and to look forward to what God might have planned for us in the next year. If you haven't yet read all the ministry reports that we send out via email, there are some printed copies outside on Chime's counter. Please do pick up a copy today, because we have so much to thank God for as a church. This time last year, we stepped out in faith as we made an application to the Ely 2025 Mission Fund to match fund a part-time children's leader and a part-time youth leader. We didn't have enough to cover our 50% of the costs, but we pushed the door in faith. And today, Joy and Toby are amazing answers to prayer and the faithfulness of our great God. They're both serving this church and this community, nurturing and encouraging our young people in their faith, supporting both the children and youth and their families. Joy takes assemblies in all three primary schools and has made really great links with family support workers there. Toby goes into the secondary schools, both with his CSK hat on and his Romsey Mill Youth hat, as he works part-time for both organisations. We give praise and thanks to God for connecting us with Romsey Mill, for our partnership in serving here in Hampton. Romsey Mill operates from an office upstairs here in CSK building. And Mike Farrington from Romsey Mill is our guest speaker next week at CSK. So please do make sure you're here to hear all about what God is doing through our joint ministry in Hampton. Where there's unity, God commands his blessing. Where Christians work together. And we give praise and thanks to God for the increase in the number of children going out to groups each Sunday, resulting in us moving from 2 to 3 groups, through 2 to 3 children's groups in January, Glow, Shine and Illuminate. You've heard them go out this morning. The numbers attending our Connect Youth group have also increased. We now have a midweek youth group called Life, which meets on a Wednesday tea time. Our children and youth are not the church of the future. They are the church of today, and we thank God for each and every one of them. And we thank God for the work of the Ark, which continues to be a popular baby and toddler group, with over 40 mums, dads, grandparents and childminders attending every Thursday morning with their children. We thank God for the work of Food Bank and the number of families we've been able to support and show God's love to it in really practical ways. 300 adults and 200 children helped in the last year. We thank God for our small groups and the opportunity to grow together in our faith and deepen our relationships. We thank God for Chime's Coffee Shop and the fact it's opened the church door to many people who wouldn't normally step inside a church building. We thank God for our Hope into Action House and the opportunity to support a family through that ministry. We thank God for the good connections and relationships we have with the different areas of our community. For the opportunity we have to hold our remembrance service in the shopping centre, carols on the green outside and in the pub in Hampton. And we also thank God that we're not the only Christians serving him here on Hampton, and that we have good relationships with the Kingsgate group on Hampton, jointly hosting with them the 3rd Hampton Big Picnic this summer. And we thank God for our new relationship with the Baptist pioneer Nikki Carter, who has just begun to serve God on Hampton's East. We have a great God, and we thank him for all that he's provided and continues to provide. He is generous and loving and giving. Paul said, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. Paul thanked God for the Colossian believers themselves. Although he'd never visited them, he'd heard about their growth in three important gospel qualities: their faith in Jesus Christ, their love for the saints, and their sustained hope of heaven. And one of the marks of a strong church is faith. The church at Colossae put their trust and confidence in Christ Jesus. Jesus is at the centre of their church. They had Christ-centred faith. During spring last year, we launched CSK's mission statement, Connecting with Jesus, Making Him Known. Just as the church at Colossae puts Jesus at the centre of their church, we also believe that Jesus should be at the centre not only of our church, but at the centre of each of our lives. And we have the faith to believe for the things that we feel that God is showing us, that He wants, we believe, for His church. We're outgrowing this wonderful building that God has provided for us. Food Bank is bursting at the seams, needing more storage for the donations given, not only for the food, but practical items for families, such as clothes. Two of our children groups now are needing to share a room, the back hall, on a Sunday morning. That's working fine, but as the numbers grow, more space is going to be needed. I noted that there was 12 today going out to illuminate. They're in the little small room at the front. They're going to be quite cosy and warm in there today, bless them. On Easter Sunday, there were 174 adults and children here for our service. Now, I went home that day and I counted more than 40 of our regular attenders who weren't here. Had everyone been here on Easter Sunday, we would have been flinging wide open those back doors and setting seats out in the back hall to accommodate everyone. This building has been designed in such a way that that back hall can easily be taken down to increase our worship space. So in the longer term, we need to expand. And we're believing in faith that God is going to enable us to do that, because we believe it's His plan. But in the meantime, the leadership team are prayerfully considering how we manage this amazing building. We're considering options, such as possibly having to go to two services each Sunday morning. Do pray for us. We really need wisdom and discernment in our decision making, because our desire is to remain totally in the centre of God's will. Nothing more, nothing less. And we know that God provides for His plans and purposes. So please do pray for the leadership team. Another mark of a strong church is love. For it's love that identifies us as Jesus' disciples. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. The Colossians were full of love. True faith produces love. Love is the greatest characteristic and the greatest commandment of the Christian faith. Are we exhibiting love in our lives? Well, how do we show love? Well, one way is in supporting one another. We've mentioned a number of areas of ministry already this morning, and there are many more. These ministries can't happen without willing volunteers. For example, Joy and Toby don't serve God and our children and youth in isolation. They can't fulfill this important ministry without the help and support of a team, and they need more helpers. Now, you might be thinking, sorry, I'm too old, or I don't have the right gifts. But God doesn't call the equipped, but he always equips those whom he calls. Why not encourage Joy and Toby this very day by simply thanking them for what they do and also asking them what they need and how you might pray for them? And if you're willing to help out even just once a month as a helper, let them know. The ARC session itself is open to children for an hour and a quarter. However, it takes a lot longer to organise that group, as the space here all needs to be set up beforehand. It needs to be packed away at the end. Now, we don't see Andrew Knedler, Christine's husband, here on a Sunday morning. He does attend the men's group that meets once a fortnight in Chimes. However, Andrew faithfully comes along each week for about 30 minutes to help set out the chairs for the ARC. He serves the church, and the ARC needs other volunteers who might be willing to give just 30 minutes to an hour to help get the toys out, or put them away, or to prepare the snack, or wash up. Could you offer that half an hour to an hour of your time to help? If not at the ARC on a Thursday, where could you offer to help out to enable God's church here to continue to flourish in this place? I'm always really humbled when the person on prayers on a Sunday morning prays for me specifically, because I really do need your prayers to fulfill my role here. However, this church doesn't operate and flourish because of me, or indeed any other person who you might see at the front. This church is able to function because of an army of volunteers who are prepared to serve, from readers, prayers, worship, sound and multimedia, wardens and assistant wardens, welcome, refreshments, children and youth, food bank, hope into action, chimes, flowers, prayer ministry, ministry to the care homes and residential homes, and the list goes on. And some of the roles are never ever seen. Janet serves faithfully as our safeguarding officer. Ely Diocese have asked that we commission Janet into her role. Janet's already been doing this role for a number of years. Ely have produced a nice certificate for me to present to Janet, which I'm going to do later on in this service. And Janet also coordinates the rota for readers and prayers. Again, it's a role that's unseen. You might see her when she takes her turn on welcome team or reads the Bible sometimes at the front here. But people like Janet also need our prayers, and we need to be exceedingly thankful to God for each and every person who serves to enable this church to function. And every single one of us can pray. And our prayer could simply be, "Thank you, Lord, for all who serve in your church. Please bless them this day." Or even, "God bless Janet today," or "God bless Solly today," or "God bless Yuja today." Whoever the Lord brings into your thoughts. When God was creating the universe, he reflected at the end of each day, observing that his work had been good. And only once does this formula change. It is not good for the man to be alone. The work of God is always done best when people serve together. To lighten each other's burdens, to offer advice, to encourage one another, to show each other love and support, to discern together what God might be saying about that particular ministry at any time. Teamwork is so important, because together everyone achieves more. If you're a member of the CSK church family and you're not involved in serving in any area of ministry, and there are plenty to choose from, Please can I ask you to prayerfully consider what you might be able to offer to do to lighten the burden, to support a ministry area here. Now, I do appreciate that sometimes there are genuine reasons why at a particular time we're not able to serve, as we may have personal or health issues that prevent us from doing so. But if you're fit and well, what might you be able to do to help? If everyone helped in just one area, offered to be on a team in one area, it would make a huge difference. And everyone can pray. And prayer is the most important thing that we all need to be doing. Heaven was real to the faithful believers in the Colossian church. They knew this world wasn't their home. They longed for and lived for heaven. They were laying up their treasures in heaven, not on earth. Rick Warren said this: "We are healed to help others. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are saved to serve, not to sit around and wait for heaven." A church member said to me earlier this week in a meeting I was having with them, We're saved to serve, otherwise we'd be whisked straight to heaven as soon as we're saved. We can't take our time, our possessions, our money with us to heaven. They won't be needed there. We won't need any of that. So let's be generous with our time, our talents, our gifts and our money to further God's kingdom plans here whilst we're on earth. Christianity is about a relationship with a living God that begins as soon as we turn to Christ, as soon as we ask him to be our Lord and Saviour. And then that relationship continues for eternity. Paul states in verses 5 and 6 that he's grateful for the gospel. And the gospel simply means good news. The message of God's truth is a message of grace. You and I can't earn God's acceptance. We receive what we don't deserve, not because we're good enough, but simply because of Jesus. There's nothing that we can do to make him love us less or more. He loves us because of who he is and pours out unconditional love upon us. The Colossians were commended by Paul because they had Jesus at the center of all they did. They were connected to him. Paul heard about them because of their faith, love, hope, grace, and acceptance of God's truth. Wouldn't it be great if people in Hampton and around Peterborough heard about CSK Church because of our faith, love, hope, grace, and acceptance of God's truth, and our desire to fulfill God's will here? It's clear that Paul cares deeply about the Colossian church, and his prayer for them, I would like to be our prayer for us. So my prayer for CSK is that we would have wisdom and understanding, that we would live lives worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit, growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened by his power, and that we would always be thankful to our amazing, generous God, thankful for the gospel, thankful for his love, thankful for his grace, thankful for every single member of the church family here, thankful for the abundance of blessings that he has poured out upon us.